Yeah.
This just in, the nation mourns as Donald Trump found alive.
Hey. Tapping his stupid guardrail and giving a thumbs up and a black power fist for some reason.
What?
Well, it's a fist.
He made a little fist. He had it like chest height instead of over his head. Kind of look weak and, very pathetic, if you ask me.
Actually, very pussy.
How ironic that he made fun of John McCain for being captured by the Viet Cong, but now Trump can't even lift his own arms over his head.
Interesting take. Interesting point.
He can't lift his arms at all. So this week, the big news that everyone is talking about is that Donald Trump got COVID. We talked a lot about it. I mean, I guess most of the time we talked about it on the bonus. But now he is his very well paid, not at all biased doctors are saying that he is fine, actually, and he hasn't had a fever and he can breathe fine and he's totally fine, actually.
Well, they also said they did some lung scans, but he's not at liberty to discuss what was in those lung scans. So it sounds like they were very normal and healthy, and they didn't find anything in his lungs. And he's good. He's feeling normal.
So I guess the two... So he just left, literally as we're recording this, he just left Walter Reed Hospital and is going apparently back to what?
The White House,
the
I guess?
The White House?
The residence, the Oval Office?
No,
Air Force One and rallies.
He's going through the McDonald's drive-thru.
They're gonna
slam the fucking giant Marine One helicopter through the McDonald's drive-thru.
It's the only way to keep him docile enough to actually check him into an assisted living facility afterwards.
I'm just imagining the helicopter, like the guy in the bullhorn is like, please prepare 10 Travis Scott meals for the president. Have them ready when we land. And then it crashes through the thing and they like take a Travis Scott meal out of the like twitching corpse of a McDonald's employee.
So the two basic theories are either he has never had COVID, which I think is somewhat plausible.
He kind of looked like shit, though. Like, I mean, if you saw the videos he was posting, like, he definitely was under the weather. Like, was sick.
Right. I think it's possible, but I think much more likely that he actually has it and continues to have it. And I think the other theory is that he is not at all getting better. He apparently, against most of his family's wishes, including his son, Don Jr., took a little joyride yesterday to like wave at people.
That was king shit, a show of strength, if anything.
Right.
And we should be doing that with a podcast more often, like Todd getting in his car and driving around and waving at people while we record
it. Secret Service was very mad at him.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
what the fuck is the Secret Service going to get mad at him? They're the Secret Service, they're there to serve.
Yeah,
and be secret. Yeah, they're not being
serving.
Very secretive about
they're
it.
They're secretly blowing him at all times.
They're being pretty loud and complaining for the Secret Service.
Yeah, they're supposed to be on the DL.
I shouldn't even be able to see them, honestly. They're way too present in all the videos on Twitter. It's like, where's your camouflage?
Yeah, I was going to say, like perfect chameleon? Invisibility technology exists. I don't know why they're not wearing it.
And so I think that he is saying that he's better. But I think that they've constantly lied to us. I don't see that there's any reason to believe that he's better. His family, Don Jr., is like, he's acting crazy. I don't know why he's doing this. He's obviously entirely sundowning and bullshit brained.
Yeah, well, I was also thinking earlier about how it's like, we already know that him and his family, like there was an article about how his dad, like, pretended he was still running the business when he had Alzheimer's because he was like, I don't want to quit. To retire is
to
die.
Insane.
So Trump, even a private citizen Trump, I think would react almost the same way to like getting a pandemic viral illness that could kill him, which would be to like rush out of the hospital and act like he was fine. But then he also has the added
thing
pressure.
Is he's
of
getting
like,
the he's getting the experimental treatment. I mean, these people have the best healthcare that is literally the best healthcare known to man. They have the shit that you don't even know about because it's so fucking secret and prototype and like it's not even out yet.
Yeah,
there's no
which
way
is just
that
dangerous.
There's no way that they would let. I mean, they wouldn't give it to him if it was dangerous. They're not giving him fucking hydroxychloroquine. They're giving him an antibody cocktail and remdesivir, which is an antiviral. Like, don't get your fucking hoax up. Right,
but
Trump is not gonna die of COVID. I mean,
related to that Fred Trump thing, though, that when he had Alzheimer's, they would just give him like empty sheets of paper to sign so he could push around his office and pretend to work. And it seems like they took a bunch of promo shots of Trump like wearing different clothes at some point while he was in Walter Reed. And if you look at the metadata on them, they're all like 10 minutes apart. And if you zoom in really close on the one where he's signing a sheet of paper, it's obviously blank.
Yeah, he's just doing handwriting exercises. It's important for any leader to know how to write their name in the perfect way.
Look, if the White House is not competent enough, their graphic design department is not competent enough to scrub the EXIF data from a camera output file, like, I don't know. Maybe he shouldn't be in the White House.
Yeah. I'm going to say if I'm not competent enough to, to put more Ipsum, you know, on the paper.
Everything up until this point I could stand, but not scrubbing your metadata from your photos, that's a bridge too far.
What, are you a bunch of clowns?
Yeah, like no fucking OPSEC. Like, you do that, we're wide open for Putin. You're like putting your ass out there and asking Putin to fuck it when you do
that. Yeah, yeah.
I've been imagining I'm not going to vote in this election, but I will literally vote for whichever candidate can prove to me they know how to rotate a PDF first.
Well, which I guess, none like, of them guess can. You're not going to be voting. Yeah.
I don't know. I think you know you're definitely right, Todd, in that they are giving him stuff that, you know, they would never give any other civilian, but at the same time they couldn't save Herman Cain.
Herman Cain is a fucking B character in politics.
Yeah, but he's not a main character.
He's a supporting character. All right.
I mean, that's not really how it works to them.
I mean, yeah, anybody above a certain point of wealth basically gets the same health care. But there, I do think that the president probably gets some shit everybody else doesn't get. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
Like,
sure, that's what but I'm I don't know. I don't. I think there is a significant chance that he dies, especially because he's being very stupid about it and crazy.
It's like, that's the thing. Like, I don't want to get my hopes up, because even if there is a very good chance that he dies, that still caps out around like 25%. So sure.
Totally.
In a lot of ways, like, what we really need to be hoping for is that even if he survives it, it wreaks so much havoc on his system that he really can't do anything anymore.
Which is, I mean, almost
that
for certain.
Entirely possible. Like, I could see that happening. I highly doubt that he would die. And if he did die, they would obviously get either a body double, or they would pull some sort of shenanigans, at least maybe something in the interim, so that there wouldn't be like a major, like before the election. Right.
Well, did you see that article going around from like a bunch of liberal news sources citing this very spurious study that was like, Biden and Trump are actually super agers and will probably both live well over 90 based on their genetic information and how long their parents lived. Awesome. Yeah, it's just like phrenology that misses the point that like rich people live a long time. Like, but it's liberal propaganda, so it gets cycled around.
Yeah.
This was in like a regular newspaper, like not like the National Enquirer or something?
No, yeah. It seemed pretty normal. Let me see if I can find it.
That seems World like Weekly some Washington Post shit.
Yeah, it might have been Vanity Fair, actually.
Just some absolute fucking failed retard who doesn't deserve to be read even in the National Enquirer. It just gets a Washington Post column because of who their daddy is.
Yeah, Henry Kissinger is actually a god because he's so old.
Is Henry Kissinger part Andalite because he can live so long? Are Animorphs real? Find out in my article.
This article that I wrote that will explain how you too can live for 100 years.
And why the rats in your walls are actually Tobias morphing into a rat to be best friends with you.
You have to suck a child's penis and kill thousands of Vietnamese people.
This article took a turn. I don't know what's happening here.
That's the Kissinger method.
What we call the Kissinger method.
It's the Kissinger experience, yeah.
The Henry Kissinger. Are you experienced? The Henry Kissinger experience.
It's just a VR game about being a bloated corpse, being pushed around in a wheelchair while a few, you know, NYU students yell at you.
Just like your arms super, like just accidentally heiling Hitler all the time.
The controls are really iffy. Like when you try to move, your arms swing around.
Yeah, mein Gott.
Oh man, what a piece of shit.
Fuck that motherfucker. But anyway, so Trump, we don't know. No one knows, but I personally feel some sort of... I have a sensation that he's not well and he won't be making a full recovery.
Well, he's definitely not doing well. He's clearly been very sick, and they're like pretending as best they can that he's not sick, but just the feeling of knowing he's suffering, knowing he's miserable.
That's the good part.
It feels great.
I mean, that's good, but there's a lizard part of my brain that just keeps screaming, he must die. Like, you know? Yeah. It's not even because I think it will affect that much political change.
That's the other thing.
But it probably won't. But I am really curious to see just what would happen, you know? Just
at this point, it's interesting to see what happens, but I feel like making hay out of this is just like making hay out of any other Trump news. It's like, Orange Man bad. We get it. You know, like what else is going on?
Yeah. But what if it was Orange Man dead? I think that would be a good time. You know, even if that would be,
I think that would certainly be a fun time. Yeah. Yeah. But the fact that the Big liberals are making such insane hay out of like everything Trump does, like Trump went for that ride in his like presidential limo and, you know, the entire Democratic Party like took a shit and there were a million articles about it. It's the exact same thing that happened in 2016 where it backfired spectacularly, where every single fucking media story was about Donald Trump bad. And that ended up being backfiring completely and was part of the reason that he won.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I'm almost sympathetic to the idea that this is all made up and he doesn't really have it, because it's like it did successfully bury every other news story for like the better part of a week. So
I have a feeling that he had it, but they have, you know, a bunch of people in a shadowy back room figuring out how to use every situation to the advantage of the administration.
Yeah, my gut tells me he does have it, but it's like it's definitely possible that it's all some kind of elaborate scam. I mean, it'd be pretty elaborate considering how many other people in the White House are like also testing positive. Well, but like, and I wouldn't put it past them at all to pretend.
Even if he has it, you know, he's like sitting there barely able to breathe, like, this is actually an opportunity. This is not a problem. Like, he would just be trying to figure out how to turn it into a deal somehow. Yeah. Like, there's no shutting that off that part of his brain.
I've got very good news. Our antibodies, we've sent to Osmosis Jones in there, folks. He's made a deal with the virus. he's gonna be a cool antibody, and he's gonna go into the lungs, and they're gonna make it a really nice time. We've struck a deal, and they're gonna annex part of my lungs. It's just gonna be like the West Bank, all right? They're gonna annex part of the lungs, and we're gonna give them part of the lungs, but then they're gonna stop it there, okay? And I'm gonna have the rest of my lungs, folks.
We've given Chris Rock and Rick Moranis very tiny guns, but very good and big guns.
This is Trump's latest scheme to get more black people to vote for him. He's like, if I let Osmosis Jones live in my lungs, the black community is going to vote for me in the thousands.
Technically, Osmosis Jones will be the first black president.
And the first blue president. At the same time.
All right. Well, speaking of, I don't know.
The
speaking
first
of
black
being
president.
A good president. Yeah. Maduro's government wins claim to Venezuelan gold. A British appeals court ruled in favor of the Venezuelan government.
Yeah, because apparently the Venezuelan government was storing a bunch of gold bullion in the Bank of England, which I don't know they used to like back their currency or whatever. And then during the dispute about who's actually the president, because England, among all the other Western imperialist countries, recognized Juan Guaido. So U.S. officials lobbied the British counterparts to block Maduro's attempt to withdraw the gold bullion from the Bank of England. And
that's
then
insane.
A British court finally ruled that Nicolas Maduro does actually have the authority to withdraw this. And I think they also, in the process of doing so, it says the judges Monday reversed a lower court ruling that the UK had unequivocally recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president. So I don't think that they're necessarily recognizing Maduro, but they are no longer unequivocally recognizing Guaido.
This is kind of going to be like when after the election, you know, Trump has been declared president, but Jay Leno's garage is going to release all of the Trans Ams owned by Joe Biden.
It's going to be like that. Yeah, it's going to be very similar.
Have you seen this, folks? They're his Trans Ams. Joe Biden. They're his Trans Ams. All right, they're not Trump's Trans Ams.
Yeah, he tries to give them to Joe Biden, and then Trump commits the first drone strike on American soil to destroy all the Trans Ams.
it's really just insane to me that, like, what does it take? How can you legally recognize someone who hasn't? Like, can you just legally recognize anybody?
That's what That's the name of the game. That's what the power magic does. They just do whatever the fuck they want, and you have no power to stop them. What are you going to fucking do? What are the Venezuelan people going to fucking do?
Yeah. Well, they're going to.
We saw what they did. They actually.
We know what they're going to do.
they stuck to their guns, and because of that, this is the best possible outcome. But the same thing didn't happen in Bolivia or Brazil.
Right. Well, in Bolivia, they have definitely been taking up arms against that lady who took over.
Right. Nobody likes her either. She's like, I feel like they keep putting off elections. Like, they're always having elections scheduled, and then they're like, oh, it seems like she's going to lose because no one likes her. Oh, they're later now.
Yeah.
So this is interesting because it's like, it's great that they have decided that that's absurd and that they can't do it, but it's really insane that they ever did it. Like, why was this even?
It was worth $1 billion, and they're just like, actually, you don't have that money.
Yeah, actually, it belongs to literally the CIA.
Mm-hmm. This is always why America. It's better to owe money to a bank than to have money in a bank. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
If a bank owes you money, that's your problem. If you owe money to a bank, that's the bank's problem.
That's true.
They should have just like given all the gold to American Express and then just like had some credit cards, you know, had a few black cards. Those are good anywhere. Who's going to lock that? Impossible to lock a credit card.
Yeah. How can you get your credit cards shut down? That's not like a thing that ever happens.
So wait, you're saying we should start a solidarity movement where we sign up for a bunch of credit cards under dead people's names and credit scores, and then we give the credit like allotment to the government of Venezuela and tell them you just don't have to pay back.
Oh my God, this is a great idea.
I've often thought about doing this. Basically, if I was ever going to defect to a country like Cuba or something, I would take out a bunch of credit cards and max them out on cash advances and just have a bunch of money and then, you know, buy all my friends cool shit, have an awesome party, and then just leave. Because what are they going to fucking do? Extradite me? Suck my dick.
I mean, here's what you really do is you do like Kevin Smith and Clerks and just get a bunch of credit cards and then use it to fund the revolution.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a movie.
No, not a movie.
You don't want to make Clerks 4?
You just buy a bunch of guns.
Or we can make Clerks 4. I feel like that'd be pretty funny.
Oh, he's going to do that anyway. He's rich.
Hmm. But we could do like a Beep Beep Clerks episode. No, we do the episodes, but in a convenience store.
No. You got to buy a bunch of body armor and weapons, and then you give them to the poor. Mm-hmm. And then if somebody tries to, you know, get you to pay, you can just pay those credit cards off eventually. Just do GoFundMes. Oh, yeah. So just use the Patreon money to pay off the credit cards, or just never do it and say like, oh, it was. Take it up with my LLC. Look, you can't see me.
Off, like paying off credit cards, paying off debt is a cucked move, all right?
That's right.
It's an alpha move to borrow money, to take money from a bank or an institution without any intention of ever paying it. It's literally good to steal from the banks.
That's
if
great.
You pay
if
back,
you can
you're,
do it.
You're a cuck to the bank, all right? That's how it works.
Yeah, the bank's fucking your wife.
Right, and they think that just giving you a good credit score is something.
Yeah, what
is
the bank going to do if you have a fucking gun? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they don't have guns.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is take out a mortgage, immediately sell the property, and then take the cash to a socialist country to live there and never pay back the initial mortgage.
Something like that. You know.
Yeah. Well, because with a mortgage, you could get like $1 million. I'm just saying. Like, that's a lot of credit cards.
Get a credit card, buy some PS5s, sell them on eBay. Cut up the credit card, go to Venezuela. Save one for yourself, and then you can play PS5 too.
And then sue the Bank of England to get your PS5s back.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Do you remember when the PS3 came out and some guy made a YouTube video being like, I have 3 of these?
No, that's amazing.
He bought 3 PS3s?
You mean he has a PlayStation?
3 PS3s.
That was the era of like when the fucking, I think when the Xbox 360 came out, somebody like.
I turned 360 degrees and walked away.
Oh yeah. I love that joke. It's one of my favorite internet jokes.
But I think somebody got one like way before anybody was supposed to have one, and they took it to a line of people who were standing outside of a store to buy it.
Oh yeah.
And they just like smashed it and like beat it with a bat or something.
That fucking rules.
Man. That is the energy of those guys who would go to like lines at midnight and people were buying the 5th Harry Potter book. I think and just go Snape kills Dumbledore and then everyone's like what and they all start crying because they got the
now that we know that JK Rowling is a piece of shit. I mean, I would say that that's praxis, so.
Yeah, that was honestly, radical solidarity with trans people doing that.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's a good move. So solidarity with people who have COVID. Trump campaigns attacks Joe Biden to for lack of firsthand experience being infected with COVID-19.
God, I love this.
This is why Joe Biden is such an absolute fucking loser, and why Trump has winner energy. He's a fucking Chad, because it's like you something bad happens and you immediately turn it into a good thing. It's you. Some bad luck befalls you and you immediately turn it on your opponent as look at this bad shit that happened to me. I'm stronger for it and my opponent is weaker. Like he's, you know, he's got people that are positioning everything that happens to take advantage of it. And that's why I don't think that we're going to see like anything crazy come of this COVID thing other than some slight changes in polling numbers.
Yeah, wait, I mean, when do I get to vote for a president who has a lot of experience, not just with a infectious disease, but also with like getting hit by a car or having their car blown up, you know, just
this like worse and worse stuff keeps happening to Trump. Like someone hits his car and he gets out and he's all shaken up. And then he's like, Joe Biden could never get his car T-boned by another car, and then the car explodes and Trump is thrown like 100 feet and he's kind of burned and one of his arms is broken and he's like, Joe Biden would never get thrown 100 feet from his car.
I don't think Joe Biden has the experience to run for president. He's never had a car crash happen to him and then had his penis become inverted by the accident and the following surgery where your entire groin was mutilated. I don't think you can't rule a country without having that experience. I'm sorry.
Look, like, there's a lot of people in this country who've had their balls caught in a vice, and they want someone who've had that experience too. And
look,
I'm
Joe Biden. He's never had a prolapsed anus. How do you think he's going to rule America?
It's like those there's fucking any functioning adult signs, except it says like any functioning adult who has at some point in their life been shot in the face.
Dick Cheney, he hasn't.
Dick Cheney's buddy.
Harry Whittington, on the other hand.
Yeah, Harry Whittington. He's the president. yeah, so, I mean, this is... I don't know. At this point, it's just like, what else are you going to say? Trump campaign attacks Joe Biden because he doesn't have COVID.
The plot of this year is basically like one of those YouTube videos where they feed an AI the first 30 seconds of a song and it tries to come up with the rest of it. Like, that's how I feel like the news cycle has been. It's like Trump campaign attacks Biden campaign for not having COVID. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that checks out. Like,
that rules.
I guess,
yeah, well, that's the thing. This election's going to come down to like... Biden's on the back foot. This is another example of how Biden is constantly on the back foot because all the Trump campaign does is attack, right? That's all he ever does. And if you do that, your opponent never has a chance to strike back. And also, like, did you guys see that the fucking Biden campaign pulled all their negative ads out of civility bullshit? Like, oh, we don't want to do
what?
Negative attack ads on Trump while he has coronavirus. Like,
he's sick.
Fuck you.
That's the most baby shit I've ever heard in my life. Fuck that.
That is such fucking loser bullshit, okay?
It's terrible.
I need a beer.
That's why this election is going to come down to whether Trump can energize his base enough, which I think the COVID thing is going to give him a bump. You know, maybe like a week or two ago, I would have said that I think Biden's going to win, but I really don't know. It's a toss up now. Like, it's going to come down to, can Trump rally his base out in bigger numbers on election day? And can he also suppress the mail-in vote as much as possible? That's going to determine who wins his election.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really care who wins the election.
I'm telling you, it's one guy from the CIA who walks into a room with a lever and there's a blue side and a red side. And that's how it all goes down. Your vote means nothing. You should wipe your ass with the ballot.
That's basically my opinion. Like, I, you know, maybe because we're not going to see. I would actually honestly love to see what would happen if you literally gave everyone and forced everyone to vote But it also doesn't really matter because it's like, it's not
Ronald McDonald is the new president.
I mean, like, yeah, I used to be one of those people who was like, well, if we had compulsory voting, mandatory voting, and like ranked choice, and we abolished the electoral college, and all this swank shit, it would work. And it's like, nah, it ain't gonna work.
That's not gonna happen.
Well, I mean, it would. I mean, that it would if we actually wanted to do that. Like, if anybody who was in power wanted to see, like, the actual, because that's what it's all predicated on. Like, that whole idea of the wonk bullshit of like, look, we need ranked choice, we need our star, you know, we need, like, everything just needs to be fair, is the idea of like, how do we find out what the democratic choice is? But what you come to realize later, once you like actually kind of learn about how the inner workings of power function, they don't actually want to know.
Nobody wants that.
Literally don't care.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's even if
like a law passed or something that was like everyone has to vote, like if the Democrats pass that law, then like just every police officer in the country would be like, all right, it's my time to shine. And they just go shoot people at polling places and be like, they all had guns. Like, it would never actually happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's because like the left fundamentally, or at least the liberal center that, you know, in this country is generally accepted by the mainstream to represent the left, even though we know the opposite to be the case, that they don't represent the left at all. Mm-hmm. It's like they're so obsessed with, you know, making things fair and, you know, returning to norms. It's not anything that you can sell the general populace on. It's really just there's maybe like a certain section of people who are like obsessed with, oh, I just want things to go back to normal, I just want things to be fair again. But things were never fair. And if you explain to like Trump's base how things are fundamentally fucked up, they've always been fucked up, and everything you know and love is a lie, they just look at you with a blank look on their face. I mean, try explaining Iran-Contra to a fucking boomer. Like, just try it. What do you think is going to fucking happen?
Well, and like, shouldn't the boomers know about Iran-Contra because it happened during...
It was a conspiracy theory to them.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, yeah, it wasn't like a thing on the news. Yes, exactly. It happened and it was good. It's like, to a boomer and to Trump's base, it's like, I've, you know, been thinking about this more and more. The more like boomer, you know, white suburban people that I talk to, I end up thinking, okay, these people at face value, you know, they just want America to be safe. And it's like, yeah, but deeper down, they do know fundamentally that things are really fucked up and what America does in the world is fucked up. And they also know that it's the reason they can live their comfy little middle-class suburban lives. And deep down they know this, but if you confront them with that fact, they'll go blank or they'll get really angry.
Right. Because it's there's nothing to be done. So it just feels like you're being mean to them.
And if you start actually having a conversation about like their political interests and like the things that it's founded on, they'll start to feel like they're being attacked because, I mean, that's basically what you're doing. You're saying,
in a lot
like,
of ways,
hey,
they
you're
are,
a bad
yeah.
person. Yeah. And people don't like that, as it turns out. And like that, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you have to really watch your words with like weird boomer suburbanites, and you can't tip them off that like you might actually just hate their guts for being a fucking landlord or a general manager or, you know, a fucking CEO or whatever.
Right. Or like, so you talk to these people and they have the most insane jobs. Like, I was talking to somebody on Facebook, like a lib friend of a friend, and they weren't lib. They're saying like, oh, well, I'm generally, you know, vote for Democrats, but I'm a little to the right of that. And people were like, oh, interesting, let's have a civil conversation or whatever. And they were like, you know, I actually work for businesses. And my whole job is to make workers who say that the work is too hard to work harder. And I was like, what the fuck are you
That's
talking about? Like, they're a consultant. And like, because when people say consultant, what they really are saying is their job is to devise traps for workers to squeeze money out of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, the entire consulting industry is basically just a way to make the gears that grind you and everybody in the working class down sharper and easier to grind you into a fucking pulp.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, Mayor Pete, huge consultant. The bread prices, the whatever else shit he does.
You're fixing bread prices, yeah.
That's all. That's consulting.
Yeah, Mayor Pete, consulting, you can consult these nuts. Yeah.
Consulting is just the job you get when like you're a teenager and you think you're a sociopath and you read a couple of really edgy books and you're like, yeah, I'm going to run with this for the rest of my life. And then you just become like a fucking corporate consultant and you're like, oh yeah, your worker productivity could definitely be up if you convince them to like do jumping jacks on their breaks and fill out a monthly like fucking productivity assessment.
Yeah, you should do drug testing.
Yeah, that would help a lot.
Just for weed. Because you know who smokes weed? Leftists.
Mm-hmm. And also test for Adderall and make sure everyone is taking it. Because if they're high in Adderall, right. They'll probably do a little more work.
So if you use this health insurance plan, it's actually more expensive for them for anything that they would actually need, but it's less expensive for Adderall. So you should get this plan. yeah. So I'm just saying, there are certain people who are just like completely, absolutely 100% class traitors.
Sure.
And should not be listened to.
They're on board with it. And, yeah, and the ones that aren't outwardly on board with it, if you explain that, oh, like America is fucking bad, and they're like, well, yeah, you know, I guess in order to support my middle class lifestyle, that's fine with me.
Yeah, and there's a certain level of like, you know, I mean, we're getting kind of in the weeds now, but I mean, like, there's a certain level of person who like, I think the majority of libs, probably people who just vote Democrat and don't really think about it or haven't thought about it until 2016. Like, I think, like, Bernie Sanders was incredibly popular for a reason, because most people in their heart feel left politics. Like, I feel like that's getting a little bit like idealist, but like, I generally think that sharing and like trying to make things better for people is something that most people just want. And so somebody saying like, we're going to do socialist policies or like even Socdem policies, most people in America are like, yeah, that sounds good. We should mm-hmm. do that. Most people aren't radicalized hard to the right, but most people are tricked by rightist propaganda. So you've got a lot of people in America who believe in their heart that we should be doing something good for people, and also believe in their heart that it's impossible and too hard and it's very difficult. And that's all the right propaganda. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the impulse to be good to people is very nice, and everybody loves Fred Rogers and all that shit. But it's like, the impulse to like protect yourself in what you consider like a harsh, unforgiving dog-eat-dog world is a way stronger impulse in like most people, especially in the US, where we encourage it and we encourage people to think about everything as a confrontation. You know, or as a competition.
That's what I'm talking about. The Democrat mentality is a loser mentality. It's life isn't fair, and we should make it a little bit more fair. But, you know, if the bad people don't let us make life more fair, you know, there's nothing we can do. The right wing mentality is either life's not fair, I'm winning, get used to it, or life's not fair, that sucks, but I'm winning, you know, maybe you should have tried harder. Mm-hmm. And then the left-wing mentality is somewhat in line with the Democrat mentality, where it's like, shit's not fair and there's nothing we can do about it. What the left mentality should be is life's not fucking fair, and we can and will make it fair, and nobody will stop us. I feel like the left in this country does not embody that mentality. There's not like an mm-hmm. unstoppable like left force. There's the left in this country is so predicated on like, oh, you know, we're so obsessed with our own like weaknesses. Like, I'm disabled, you have this marginalized identity, and because we have these weaknesses, that makes us better than everybody else on the left. And that's just playing into the like Democrat liberal id poll that they constantly fucking offer you instead of any concrete material gains in your life.
I mean, the big problem that I see on the left is that we're afraid to be like, yeah, violence is good. You know, like mm-hmm. everybody on the left is having arguments about like whether or not we should tone down the protests, whether or not it's like appropriate to attack cops, whether burning down the precincts is really productive, you know, and it's like, it is. Like, stop fucking talking about it. Get together and be like, yeah, it's okay to be violent. Like, you don't have to start an armed insurrectionary cell in your city, but just like be ready to have an honest and frank conversation about what it's going to take to actually make a change in this country. Because like the fucking Green New Deal is nice and everything, and like all the proposals from Bernie types and the squad and everything, they're nice. They sound nice. But it's going to take a hell of a lot more than that to make any kind of change that actually, like, saves millions of lives. You know what I mean?
That's kind of why, at this point, like, I don't plan on voting, right? You guys know this. If I did vote, I would vote for Kanye West because of the lulls. Let's be real. But I truly think, and I think that this makes a lot of sense to me. Let me know if it makes sense to you. That if you are truly an accelerationist candidate, if you think in the next couple of years that we actually have the potential for a giant economic upheaval in the United States, for something better, more left to happen, then you kind of have to hope Trump wins, because things are really bad right now, but things need to get really, really, really bad before anything changes. If Joe Biden gets in, it's just rewarding the bad behavior of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has offered you nothing for 40 fucking years. They have done nothing for the working class. And the working class keeps, you know, getting asked by the Democrats for their vote. And they kind of keep abiding by that. And it's not, you know, it's not definite. Like, there's definitely pockets of the working class that are just like, fuck it. The Democrats have done nothing for me. That's why I'm voting Trump. There's also, you know, pockets of the middle class and, like, you know, small business tyrants that are a big part of Trump's base. But there is a segment of the working class that is just like, fuck it. Nothing has ever worked for me. I'm voting Trump. And, like, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with, like, those people. I don't think they necessarily are all irredeemable racists. But the Democratic Party doesn't really offer anything. And it's not going to offer anything if you keep voting for it. If there's the threat of the Democratic Party losing over and over again, and the Republicans just getting stronger and stronger until everything fucking collapses, that, I think, is kind of the more accelerationist view. Now, I've heard people say that Biden is the true accelerationist candidate, and I think I'd be willing to entertain that point as well. But I'm just trying to see what you guys think. Like, well, is Trump the accelerationist move, or is it Biden?
It kind of depends on what we mean by accelerationism, because I think that was Hitler an accelerationist candidate?
I'm just saying, if you think that upheaval is possible, you kind of don't want reform to happen, and Biden's the reform candidate.
Kind of, but I don't know if he is.
That's just my thing, is like, they're neither of them is a reform candidate. They're both, like, acceleration is not predicated on, like, who's in the White House. Like, it has an effect on it, sure, but acceleration is like a machinic assemblage, and it's already in motion. Like, the Trump presidency catalyzed it, and, like, what's happening is just happening now. Joe Biden can't stop it. Trump might be able to make it go a little bit faster if he stays in charge than it already is going, but, like, there's no... It's structural, right? Like, there's no escaping it now. It's bigger than the White House. It's bigger than any one intelligence community.
Yeah. So my feeling is that, like, you know, the Soviet Union existed in World War II, and then they took over Germany. So literally, you got communism after Nazism on half of it, at least. You could make the argument that, like, Hitler was an accelerationist candidate, but like, I don't know if there's any sort of Marxist science that says we have to go through fascism to get to communism.
I don't think that if you look at, like, World War II, that time period, I don't think that you can really think of, like, Hitler as accelerationist or not. I think that the time period in which all of that took place, the Soviet Union, even World War I, I would consider that whole era to be kind of like a very quick time where technology, industrial technology, was advancing so much. And as a result, there was this insane, like, upheaval every couple years geopolitically.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Nick Land accelerationism, whatever fucking bullshit he writes. That's all, that shit is stupid. I'm talking about right now, we're living through a time period where more shit is happening faster than other time periods in history. You go back to the 90s, go back to the 80s, things were relatively stable. I'm not saying that they were perfectly hunky-dory, but things were relatively stable. Right now, we're living in a time where it's going to just accelerate more. As climate change gets worse, the contradictions of capital are going to become more and more apparent. Like, if you think that this year's wildfires had nothing to do with the fact that climate change is happening, if you think that that's going to get better, if you think that 2020 is the worst year ever and that next year is going to be better, you're in for a rude awakening. It just gets worse from here. That's what I'm talking about accelerationism. I'm talking about, as things accelerate, right? What do you guys think is the most likely to lead to some sort of big upheaval? Is it Biden trying to do like fake Democratic, liberal Democrat reforms, or is it Trump going full on fascist?
Joe Biden will not reform anything. And I think that John is right in the sense that both of them are going to be accelerationist. And when I say accelerationist, I mean accelerating towards the fall of the American empire. Mm-hmm. And I think
that's what I'm talking about.
And I think that can only at this point go towards hurting a lot of people. Like, it's not going to end nicely for us yet, unless we spend a lot of time. I think it would be, I guess, if I had to choose, if I could appoint either of them, I'd choose Biden. Mm-hmm. Just because I think that
isn't that just going to mean that the Democratic Party is bolstered and that the collapse of the Democratic Party is something that we've been hoping for since the very start of this show? Is put off, is kicking the can down the road?
It's hard to say, because like, wouldn't Trump's reelection bolster the Democrats just as much? Like, there's no bolstering the Democrats. It's baked into the system. That's the devil of it, right? Like,
if Trump is reelected, which I think is a distinct possibility, I don't think Biden has it in the bag.
Then the
Democratic Party has even more of a crisis of legitimacy than they had in 2016. Like, 2016 basically made the Democrats look like ineffectual retards. And 2020, if they lose again, can you imagine the drop in approval of the Democratic Party? I mean, like, we could see the true death of that party.
I feel like
not just, you know, the fake death that we've been seeing slowly over the past few years.
I feel like just as likely that, like, Joe Biden like failing to help anyone is like a crisis of legitimacy. It's like it's different kinds of crises, because it's like they raised a lot of money as the opposition party. Like, tons of liberals got more invested in politics and were like, I have to vote for every Democrat I can, I have to phone bank, you know, people who weren't really engaged with the party before. And like, if those people see the party take power and then like Joe Biden doesn't really do any of the things that he's saying he'll do, it's like, that's a sort of like a governing crisis, a crisis of like ability to actually wield power, which we all know they have.
That's an extremely fair point, Chris. Mm-hmm. That is the most compelling point I've seen for the idea that maybe Trump is better than the Democratic Party than Biden is in terms of getting out the base. Mm-hmm. So what I'm wondering is like, is that the case? Is another 4 years of Trump going to get out the base, get out the volunteers of the Democratic Party, or is another 4 years of Trump going to result in like them giving up? Is going to result in even more brain drain than we saw after Hillary lost? I mean, if you think about it, like, that stuff is kind of purely aesthetic, and I think that that means it has kind of a shelf life as that energy expires.
Well, here's the question, is it's like, if the Republicans are in charge and then the Democrats are having a crisis of legitimacy, will the Republicans let the Democrats die as a party? Because they're so friendly with them and it serves the Republicans so well to have these bumbling fuckheads as their opposition party. Would the Republicans be savvy enough to realize that letting the Democrats die would be a huge mistake? And I think there's got to be at least some like fucking psychopaths in the party who are savvy enough to realize that.
It's like Batman and the Joker. They need each other.
Well, and there's also going to be, I don't really know who he is, but everyone was mad at Elizabeth Warren for endorsing someone for the House who was like very recently not a Democrat. Like, he just joined the party. So you could definitely just have stuff like that. It's like Joe Biden in the 80s, like, would not have run as a Democrat. He would have run as a Republican. So you might just have like the more like quote unquote liberal, like, conservatives who were like, well, I'm gay, or I think, you know, trans people are fine, and just kind of like move over into the Democratic Party and be like, now we're like the cool conservative party. Mm-hmm. Just kind of colonize it that way.
Yeah, my sense is that one thing I just keep coming back to is like, I don't know if there's going to be another 4 years. Like
it could be like one more year of Trump and then he gets impeached again or something.
I mean, okay. 4 years of America.
Oh, sure.
Like, I really feel like we are looking at it, the one of the most unstable, failed state type end games that you can see. Like, the writing is on the wall for something extremely tumultuous to happen. Like, I don't know if it's, you know, whoever wins, they might be the last American president, is what I'm saying.
Well, and I mean, I hope so, but hasn't it been like a common historical mistake among the left broadly to underestimate how tenacious structures of capital actually are? Because, I mean, the American state should have failed in 2008, right? Like,
why?
No, those kind of collapses are built in. But speaking of the Batman needing the Joker, a Australian court has apparently had a shit fit because somebody came into court on a vandalism charge dressed as the Joker, and the judge is told the defendant he should have, quote, shown more respect for the court. So I think somebody needs to show this article to Donald Trump.
Wait, what?
He blasted an alleged vandal. I don't want to read about the magistrate's sex life.
Oh, wow. I thought that was.
He blasted his back.
I thought this was going to be a picture of somebody playing the Joker, but that's the guy.
He just showed up looking like that.
It's really good Joker makeup.
Yeah.
He did a really good job.
He really dyed his hair very blue.
Maybe he actually worked at the clown taxi place that the Joker worked at in that movie. The clown dispatch place. Yeah, definitely is real. All the clowns roll in. Yeah.
The clown
they grab
economy.
Their clown uniform out of their locker and are like, oh, you got a call. They need a clown on 45th Street. Better get up there.
I mean, so isn't dressing up as the Joker really the best way to show respect for the court? I don't understand the judge's objection to this.
Yeah, what is the problem here? What are we talking about? I feel like this is fine.
I would consider dressing up as the Joker my Sunday best.
This is why I show up to all my arraignment hearings in my full body Pikachu outfit.
I have a friend who wears that. Well, not really. I know somebody who wears that to like public events.
They're never that good of a friend, cool. Are they? The full body. Pokemon
I just haven't
people.
Spoken to them in a long time.
That would be a good bit if you're like a defense attorney, like a public defender, just to roll up in like a Pikachu costume or a Joker costume or whatever. I'm sure it would also like be bad because then the judge would get mad at you and like give a harsher sentence too. I mean, that's what's so fucked up about this system is that it's like, it's so capricious. Like it has such like a pretense of like, oh, you know, it's like equal justice under the law. But all it takes is some freak who gets to wear like a judge, like a robe, like dress up like a priest and then rule on the law is like, well, because you dress like the Joker, 5 more years in jail.
Yeah,
for
100
client.
More years, actually.
Yeah. 500 more years.
It was going to be 5 to 10, but you're going to serve 10 to 15 because you drove to court in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
The
Homer car from The Simpsons.
And those years in jail really burn when you're like, the judge said if my lawyer hadn't dressed up as the Joker and had a big clown nose that he honked when the judge was trying to read my sentence,
it would have been
would have been home. I could have been seeing my children right now, but instead I'm still in jail.
So what did this vandal
truly
do?
Heartbreaking.
Does anyone know?
He's an alleged vandal.
An alleged vandal because he hasn't been been convicted of anything.
I don't know. I didn't do that much research. I thought we could just hit this article and move on.
All right, one more.
But we'll say he's innocent, whatever he's alleged to have done. And you know, if it turns out he did something really bad, Todd, edit this part out.
Yeah, well, speaking of a real life Joker character, John McAfee, friend of the pod, has been finally arrested for tax evasion and charged by the SEC for touting ICOs. If you're wondering what those are, ICO stands for initial coin offering. So when somebody comes out with a new tech company and this kind of boom that we saw in the past few years with cryptocurrency, they're like all these little companies that start out and they're like, we're going to put sucking dick on the blockchain. And what that means is they're coming out with a new coin, right? If they say we're going to put X on the blockchain, they're coming out with a new coin. And what do you do when you make a new cryptocurrency? You have to give the coin to people, and that includes people on the boards of these startup companies, but they also have things called initial coin offerings, which are just like IPOs, initial public offerings of stock when a company goes public. But the initial coin offerings are much less regulated because crypto is new and weird, and there's all sorts of loopholes and legalities involving it. And I guess John McAfee was promoting ICOs and getting paid to do this to suckers. And he told people he wasn't getting paid to do this, but accidentally, because he's an idiot, told somebody that, yes, in fact, he was getting paid to do this.
And that's illegal.
You got to love it when they come down for bragging. You know what I mean? It's like, you could have gotten away with this, you stupid motherfucker, with all the shit you've already gotten away with. John McAfee,
you gotta love,
like,
hubris.
He's routinely in the news for doing some insane shit that's definitely illegal in most of the world. And then this is the thing that he gets taken down for. Like, I don't even feel bad for him. Like, fuck this guy. He's last on the prison abolition list.
Yeah.
I doubt he'll see the inside of a jail cell anyway. He's probably just going to pay a bunch of fines and hire an expensive lawyer and get off scot-free.
I mean, and also the white collar jails are really fucking nice, I hear.
Yeah, maybe he'll just retire and hang out at, you know, play some PC games in jail or something.
Nicer than a micronation in the Caribbean, because I think that's where he was living before.
Maybe not. Yeah, wasn't he living in like international waters? I had this memory that he'd like been arrested at sea, and then I guess that wasn't the case, but it just feels true. It feels
something,
like
the more I talk about this, I feel like something smells weird, because like Richard Branson is doing just as bullshit that like all of these fucking freaks who are billionaires are doing completely illegal like stock stuff.
What
like,
about all those guys who pretend to be Elon Musk on Twitter and are like, I'm giving away Bitcoin, send me one to get 2 Bitcoins back.
Yeah.
Don't they deserve to see some justice?
A whole Bitcoin? That seems like a lot of money.
That's a good hustle.
It's a good. Yeah.
Don't knock it.
It's so funny.
I've been doing that on left Twitter, but with ideology.
send me one
ideology and I'll send you back 2. And then you just keep the ideology.
That's
check
great.
Out
what
my
that's
ideology.
Going in my pocket, and they don't get any ideology back. Bunch of fuckers walking around with zero ideology.
Idiots.
Fools. Don't they feel stupid?
All right, before we go, I just wanted to point out that the Joker, who we talked about just a second ago, he was arrested and for allegedly spray painting a CCTV camera. And then obstructing public officers and failing to give police personnel details.
King.
So basically, awesome. he went and spray painted black a camera so that they couldn't use it. And then when they tried, then I guess that's also, obstructing police officers, probably. And then when they tried to ask him what was happening, he said nothing. And that's
what a fucking
illegal
champ.
Fucking awesome Joker, this guy. What a great Joker.
LARPing as somebody from the superhero cinematic universe. Apparently Donald Trump's Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame has been smashed by someone in a Hulk costume, which I think that, I mean, it's only fitting that the orange man should be defeated by a large green man.
Yeah, but I always thought it would be the Jolly Green Giant instead of the Hulk. You know, it's just it's really throwing me off not having the guy from the frozen bag of green beans.
That would be fitting that like that a vegetable takes Trump down. Like he's chowing down on McDonald's and KFC, and then from across the horizon he hears the thundering of
I always thought Trump would become a vegetable before not that a vegetable would take him down.
I mean, our fingers are crossed on this show.
Yeah.
Did you see how like social media was banning people for saying they hope Trump dies?
Yeah.
Insane. I didn't see anybody did anybody get banned?
People got suspended, I think.
A lot of suspensions happen. And if you have a suspension on your record, at least on Twitter, that is, you know, one more step towards a permanent ban. But like that kind of shit is the exact reason that when social media bans somebody who, you know, I disagree with, has a different ideology than me, and leftists cheer, I always call them idiots, because it's like, yeah, okay. You know, Alex Jones, he got banned from social media. You're cheering the social media companies for doing that. And then suddenly you're permabanned for saying you wish Donald Trump was dead of COVID. It's like, you have to have a coherent, like, you know, cohesive ideology. You can't, because like these social media companies are going to apply justice, what they view as justice, unequally in different ways.
Well, that's why you got to be smart about it. And instead of saying like, I hope Trump dies, you got to be like, wow, it's really funny that Trump might die, right? Because that's not actively cheering on his death, but it lets everyone know exactly where you stand.
Oh yeah, we got to know.
Or you just post a, you know, picture of Osmosis Jones in Trump's lungs getting shot by a COVID thing, and it says ACAB. It's like a COVID cell confused. Killing Osmosis Jones. And the caption is ACAP. Maybe I'll make that.
All COVID are bastards. Is that what that, like, the C stands for COVID?
All COVID.
Or is Osmosis Jones a cop and he's getting killed?
Yeah, Osmosis Jones is a police officer in that movie, true. I believe.
Yeah, all yeah. COVID are
He doesn't
based.
Live in the body. He moves
the
in.
The only part I don't like about this is that it makes Trump Bill Murray, I guess. And now I hear Trump's voice saying that line where he's like, you got to keep your fluids up. Oh, beer's a fluid, isn't it?
I really don't want to see
a fluid.
I really don't want to see Bill Trump's like get a pimple so big that it like pops all over Bill Barr.
That scene is so disgusting. Fucking visceral. It just sticks in your mind all those years later.
It's basically all I remember of the movie. Also,
Osmosis Jones rules.
That's a badass movie.
Rules.
Yeah.
Also,
I might just go back and watch it. Fuck it.
Why not throw it
also,
on?
Also, Bill Barr has COVID, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that, but we missed it.
One of these guys are going to die, and that's what I'm hoping for. And I can't say that on Twitter. But
I hope it's Chris Christie.
That'd be funny.
That would be very funny.
That would be sweet in its own way. You know, it lacks the punch of Trump dying, but I think it would really hit the spot.
I think it'd resonate with a lot of the youth.
Speaking of Trump, did you guys see that picture of him like taking his mask off for a photo? It was like happened half an hour ago.
Just
or
right
something.
Now?
Yeah, he's like on a balcony at the White House and he's already taking his mask off. He looks bad too. I can't really tell if that's like normal bad or COVID
it's
bad.
Not normal
he just
bad.
Doesn't have his bronzer on.
He looks dark. He looks like ruddy. He looks like tired. He's got kind of a 1,000-yard stare. But he's pulling that mask off.
I don't care what you say, Todd. I say we do a podcaster's bet.
He does look a little chubby.
He's looking bad.
He just kind of looks chubby. He looks bloated.
Yeah,
you know what this is? This is the body double. This guy is 100% a fucking body double. Absolute
the conspiracies
body double.
Start.
There we go.
He's a fucking body double.
Now we're
I'm
podcasting.
Sorry.
No, let me see. Not apologize.
Make that the episode artwork.
On this in this moment Todd became a podcaster.
That really does that really does in like a weird way not really look like the president. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the
it looks hair like a slightly looks a chubbier different. Body double.
The hair looks kind of wrong. The hair is like looks normal. Like it looks like this guy actually has a hairline and he's just like combing it all around.
The word gasping is trending because in this video he's just like
Ooh, which video? I don't know if I've seen
the video where he takes his mask off right after.
Yeah, but Trump has always breathed like that. If you go back like years and you listen to it and just listen for the breaths, listen to him talking, like you hear it.
It'd be so funny if it came out that he was like an alcoholic or something. Like he just like his lies extended to everything. man. Well, we're not gonna find out in this episode, but I'm sure it'll leak into the next bonus. So if you are listening to this, thank you for listening to this. But if you'd like to hear more of our show, go to patreon.com/bpbledus and we'll continue that little conversation over there. Otherwise, thank you for listening. This has been BP Bledis. Follow us at WeedPod on Twitter. You can follow us all individually. And you can go to Mids Posting on Facebook. Hang out with us there. Otherwise, we'll see you in the Discord.
Keep it. And shouts out to the Fed Post boys guested on their pod last night. It's a barn burner ep. Go check it out. Fed Post podcast. Those are some friends of the pod. All right.
Nice.
Beep on y'all.
Keep beeping.
Bye.
Keep on beeping. Soldier boy, I'm in it.
friend, I want me jock. Jockin' on them, hate them, mate. When I do that, soldier boy, I lean to the left and crack that thing out. I'm jockin' on you, I'm jockin' on you. And if we get the fight, then I'm cockin' and I'm cockin' on you. You beat me at your local party, yes, I crank it every day. Haters get mad, cause I got me some baby mates. Soldier boy, I'm in it, oh. Why me crack it, why me roll? Why me crack that soldier boy, that Superman? No, you can't do it like me, though. So don't do it like me, folks. I seen you try to do it like me. Man, that thing was ugly. Soldier boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman that oh. Now, why me you crank that soldier? 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 Now, what? Soldier boy, I'm in it. Oh. Saying it's